Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 19 to 21. Tackling our problems with a different perspective. In Job chapter 19, verses 25 to 27, we read these wonderful words of Job. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. In the earlier discourses of Job, he had mentioned death, God, and hope in immortality as possible avenues of redemption from the present tragic reality. While responding to the harsh criticism of Bildad, who listed the horrible fate of sinners, it seemed that Job would again respond with despair and self-pity. Job wished first that there could be a present but permanent record testifying of his innocence before God. However, Job then had a wonderful revelation that boosted his confidence as a ray of hope once more penetrated his gloom. Job became convinced that God was his Redeemer, whom he would see someday in the future. In one of the grandest resurrection texts of the Old Testament, Job affirmed that he would survive death and not just in some disembodied form. From within his body, he would see God and with his literal, physical eyes. This passage may be the prophetical reference to the doctrine of bodily resurrection that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. What we can understand here is that Job feels that he will be vindicated after death through a bodily resurrection. We know that this truth was made possible into reality when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Resurrection then is necessarily not only to ensure unending life but also to certify the fact that our God is just. If there is no resolution of moral inequalities in this life, there must be one in the life to come. Otherwise, God is not fair, which is an unthinkable conclusion. Like Job, let us tackle our problems with a different perspective. Let us pay close attention to what Apostle Paul speaks about this matter. In Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 21. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18 like this. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Finally, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 to 10 like this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.